In the first Halukha, I mentioned in the previous mini shir that it begins with Halukha Halali Nafshias Hashem, that my soul is praising Hashem. That when we tap into our soul and we don't merely say the words, but we feel connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our neshama, and we have a subjective experience, that's the optimal way to praise Hashem. I think there's another connection between the Halukah Halin Nafshi, that my soul is praising Hashem, and the rest of the Mizmor, the rest of the Psalm. Because the Mizmor can really be divided into two different parts. The second part is essentially expressing how great Hashem is. Hashem is Osa Mishpat La Shukim, Nosim Lechem La Re'evim, Hashem Matir Asurim, Hashem does, provides justice for those who are oppressed, He gives food to those who are hungry, He frees those who are jailed, Hashem is pokeach ivrim, Hashem is zokiv kafufim. He opens the eyes of the blind, He straightens those who are bent. Hashem is ohev tzaddikim. Wonderful praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first half is also a praise, but it's more than a praise. It's musr as well. Because the beginning of the psalm, the beginning of the mizmor says, al tiftechu bin divim beven adam she'en lo tshuva. Don't have bitachon in princes, in people who have no salvation. Why? Because at some point, what's going to happen? Eventually, man's going to die. Eventually, he's going to return to earth. Eventually, all his plans and all his devices will be canceled. And Ashrei Shekel Yaakov Be'ezro Sivra Al Hashem Elokav. Happy is the person who the God of Yaakov is found always to help him. In other words, it's always a person is happy if he has bitachon in Hashem. And I think perhaps this is why this mizmor begins with Halin Nafshi as Hashem, that my soul praises Hashem. Because what we see, what we perceive, is we think that we're in control of everything, that we can achieve whatever greatness we want to achieve. We can accomplish all of our goals by ourselves. But if we use our nefesh, if we look beyond the surface and realize there is something that is beyond the physical, then we realize that, again, we have to make our hishtadlus, we have to put forth our efforts. But at the end of the day, it's not about us. At the end of the day, do your best. But the bitachon, the faith, should be in Hashem. And that's all, we can only truly achieve that if we use our nefesh. If we dig down deep inside of ourselves and really try to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we realize that it's not about the physical. It's not about what we see, it's not about what we do, but our bitachon is something that is beyond the physical, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu.